So you had a messed up dream, huh? Did you, Jerry Ann?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
I'm a little bit nervous because I'm in it, and we all know how we always tell you to keep dreaming, Jerry Ann.
Oh, yeah. She stole my heart.
So what you got?
So we were down around Aggieville, middle of the day.
Just me and you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And somehow we switched bodies, kind of like Freaky Friday.
Okay.
And I'm freaking out because I don't know how the heck this happened. And your only concern is that you're going to have to start peeing sitting down.
Yeah, that would concern me.
That was it. And I was like, seriously, that is it? You know, not how we got like this, how we're going to fix it, the fact that it happened. And you're like, no, not really. You want to get a cold stone? That was it. I'm like, what the heck? What did I smoke before I went to bed?
That's what I'm wondering.
Nothing that I can remember, but...
Yeah. I don't know. I think you left out the part where, as me, you ran into the bathroom and inspected every part of my body.
Yeah, because...
Nothing that fun?
No.
No? No. You said this entire weekend you had just a bunch of weird dreams?
Yeah, Saturday night, I had a dream where my best friend, like, gave me two Happy Meal bags full of weed to hide for.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, why do you have all this weed? And she was like, can you just hide it for me? I'm like, no, what are you doing with all this? You don't even do that. And she was like, just hide it for me somewhere in your room. I'm like, how am I supposed to hide all this? And why is it in Happy Meal bags?
So honestly, your friend has nothing to do with pot?
No, she doesn't even drink.
Pretty straight-laced, and you're...
Very.
What? That is an odd one, huh? Yeah. And Happy Meal bags, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Yeah. Huh. So what's the occasion? What do you think? What's going on that's making you dream so much?
I have no idea. It's been a long time since I've had a weird dream.
Like I told you, I really don't have that many dreams. Now, the weirdest one that I can remember I told you about before, and I think I even brought up on the show, the one where I was in, like, a drama class or something, and there was this girl on stage who was all, like, kind of, she looked like she had potential, you know, to be good-looking, but her hair was messed up. Like, her hair was the only thing, but it was so ratty and disgusting that it made her unappealing as a whole, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, she's got a good personality and all this stuff, but her hair is just too horrifying. And then, you know, a couple days later, she ends up coming back in. She's got the fresh haircut and everything, and she's looking fantastic. Everyone's like, wow, check out how hot such and such is. Well, meanwhile, the drama teacher had been looking over, or I guess annoyed by her haircut before or something. And so she put some money together to give this girl to go get a haircut. But the way she gives her the money, and she does this after she'd already gotten her haircut, she gives her this money in front of the entire class, like American Idol style. Like, they're all on the stage, and she's like, this is for one person to go get a decent haircut. And she's eliminating people one by one until she gets to the final girl, the one with the one who previously had the ratty hair, but whose hair looks good now. And then the whole class got on the teacher and was like, hey, why'd you have to do that? She'd already fixed her hair herself.
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah. So that's like the only interesting dream I've had in ages.
Man.
I know, it sucks.